Did anyone ever tell you to only do what you feel comfortable with and you believe them? Trust yourself, not what other people say, because you don't need them. Such spurious advice dealt out to accept the trajectory of life knocks. Not just becoming vacuous, given accepting it would incur quite some paradox. Man, I'm the last person I trust to preside over such endeavour. But as luck would have it, that seems to be the situation. Mathematically speaking, I'm a sound individual. The gods of chance have been keeping a sterling vigil. I'm always lying when I say luck's not on my side, with Lady Opportunity spread eagle before me, legs open wide. Jack of all trades, master of none. You know, I come to think of it, maybe just jack of some. But then I'm not bad at varnishing, elocution too. Just never the right finesse that impresses you. It's a charming tactic, I'm always trying to outflank you. Yeah, so I always end up being the wanker. No one's always remembered for failure and not success. Those small victories will add up when I'm feeling less modest. It's only when I start to do my mental laundry that I begin to fathom the depths of my inner quandary. Prioritise, weigh the facts, make an educated guess. But wasn't it this kind of specialism that got me in this mess? You think maybe it's time I learned my standards, so I don't just have to rely on my left-handedness? Follow your gut feeling, you don't know till you've tried it. And my gut feels unpredictable, just my unbalanced diet. Look, I'm the kind of person that's a gift horse in the mouth. It might just be a disguise of a really sick cow. Except the grass is always greener, sometimes less is more. Please excuse me if I'm mixing my metaphors. I'd like to gamble in sensible moderation. I've been putting myself about for your consideration. But it seems obvious that you have yet to notice. I'm the stock this up, the option with a mostest. It's a charming tactic, I'm always trying to outflank you. Yeah, so I always end up being the wanker. No one's always remembered for failure and not success. Those small victories will add up when I'm feeling less modest. By then, I won't have the stamina that my youth did. Maybe if you lived your whole life on Tintin, you should be whatever cabin. But finally moving on to fresh fish may not be appreciated by your palate. But then maybe tin tuna is not so bad, especially at the price that it's sold. Well, what else can you say than burnt it fills a hole? Or should that be the other way round?